This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Here on Joy 94.9, joining us live on the phone now is the man who started the do-it-yourself rainbow phenomenon that swept Australia and the world by storm. Go nuts, go wild, for the fabulous James Brecko Breckney. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Yay! Thank you, so good to be here.
James, firstly, happy Mardi Gras. Well, can't really say that officially, but I'm excited.
Oh, well, it feels like it up here. Everyone is getting ready. I'm getting my float together. We're stapling things to cotton. So, happy Mardi Gras.
I hope you're not stapling things to the float, because I don't think that would do really well in the march. Just saying.
You know what? Because DIY Rainbow happened to me last year, so this is actually the first year I'm doing a float. So I'm doing everything wrong. I'm making all the rookie errors. So I can't wait for you to see my float fall apart halfway up Oxford Street.
Well, I will be in Sydney doing social media for Joy. So, you know, if the picture happens, it happens. Just saying.
Just duck your head, because we're experimenting with flares and a whole bunch of stuff, and I think it's going to be very scary.
Now, before we go on with the interview, you do a show on OxLive radio as well. They won't be jealous that we've stolen you for the morning, have they?
Oh, they're okay. OxLive, they love a little free plug. Look, nearly a sister station, hardly arch rivals. We just play more Kesha on our station.
And we play more Kylie Minogue and Aya Day down here.
That's it. Hey, you know what? Today is actually 10 years of Facebook.
Oh, really?
It is, yeah. And as part of their celebrations, they've done 10 special pages of Facebook at facebookstories.com, the editorial arm. And DIY Rainbow is one of them. It's the Australian page they're featuring.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Very exciting day here.
James, as a DIY rainbow man, I've got to ask you, have you checked out Melbourne's first rainbow crossing?
No, which happened like late last year, is that right?
No, it just happened last week, actually.
Altona.
Yeah,
Altona,
you're down with the Altona.
Yeah. For midsummer, sorry, I thought you meant like a permanent one, but they actually used the spray chalk, which seems to be something that I want to borrow as an idea, because it comes up so much brighter.
It does. It felt like a bit of a race. If you looked at the photos, they started off like, you know, spray painting. It looked like it was a race between the 7 colours. I was gaming for red, because that's my favourite, and it looked like it creamed all over the other colours. So, what was it like, you know, inspiring all these rainbow crossings all around Sydney? It's quite a statement.
So phenomenal. You know, up here in Sydney, there were so many of them, and I became a bit of an activist overnight. I've got to tell you, I just had a white wine, I shot the rainbow behind the terrace, a bit of a joke for Facebook. So it was hilarious how it took off. I mean, I was sitting at my computer, and actually it was the Big Brother auditions on the Saturday when it was going nuts. And I said to my mum, well, I just can't go to the Big Brother audition now. I was getting a chalk rainbow getting submitted every 2 minutes. So I had to share it on the wall. It's been absolutely phenomenal. You know, I was nominated for like an ACON award last year, and a whole bunch of stuff, which is so over the top and so ridiculous, because it's just like, you know, a Facebook page. But it's been incredible to get messages from all over the world. You know, it blows you away. I'm not a very serious guy, but it's just been phenomenal.
I've got to say too, James, I'm heading up to Sydney for Fair Day with the No Hate campaign. My company's actually touring, and which is going to be really exciting. Are you going to go get a photo done?
Yeah, for sure. I'll obviously get a photo done, and I'll be talking a rainbow up there, and I'll also be covering it on OxLive. We're broadcasting live from Fair Day, so you can come on my show.
I would love to come on your show.
Look at that, fantastic. Gay collaboration.
Exactly.
I just love coming on everybody's shows. It's great.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
We're going to edit that, and we're going to use it to exploit you in future, just so you know.
There are no secrets here.
And James, what's coming up for you for the rest of the year?
I've learned a very good lesson in life, which is you don't overpromise things, but we are looking at doing some sort of a coffee book to raise money for some gay organisations at the 1 year anniversary, which will be in April.
Wow,
that's great.
So yeah, it's just getting a lot of approval to get photos published and stuff. It's taking a lot of time, but hopefully we should get that done. And also, my single's going to drop, DIY Rainbow.
Now you're a singer. Is there anything that you don't do, Brecker?
Well, I do everything, but I don't do anything that good. So I think the single's going to chart the top 400. You're going to love it.
You know what? If it makes a top 5 in Swaziland, I'll be very happy.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Look at those iTunes royalties.
Absolutely.
Pay off some of these credit cards.
we're all feeling the pinch. Look, James, thank you so much for joining us this morning. People want more information, head to Twitter, and it's at DIY Rainbows and also at Brecco too. Follow this man because he's doing wonderful things for the GLBT community.
That's it, yeah. And also mardigras.org.au. Come on, Melbourne, come on up to Sydney. It's going to be a good party this year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brecco. We'll see you on Sunday.
See you, guys.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.